Well, you just call her a setting hen.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a setting hen.
What about, you know, a place where you can keep the mother hen and the little baby chicks?
Well, yeah, you have a coop for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have coops made in the yards. Little coops made out there.
Mm-hmm.
For... I'll be right and talked enough now.
You want to quit for a while?
Huh?
You want to quit for a while? You're getting tired?
Oh, Lord, yeah. They're in the subdivision, way behind there,
mm-hmm.
where all those new houses built back in there. I spent a week back in there. I went back there Monday, and I just came back today. Just as I got in the house, you called me.
Mm-hmm.
You did that. Just as I got in the house. I had a little girl with me, and I said, oh, wait, let me answer the phone. I don't know who it is. So, and then after you told me it was you, I said, well, I'll have time to give you some time.
Uh-huh.
Now, tomorrow's Saturday. Tomorrow, I'm getting one of the girls to take me shopping.
Uh-huh.
One of the Miss little nieces.
Uh-huh.
They're going to take me, Linda. She'll take me shopping because she'll call this evening. And, she said, Cooney. I said, what you say, baby? How about we going shopping tomorrow? I said, all right. We gonna go to National, and we gonna go to the A&P. I said, anywhere you take me, baby, I'll go.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere. They're lovely children. I tell you. So, and I don't know about next week or the, you see, Sunday morning I'm going to church, come back and cook dinner, and Sunday evening I'll go back in the subdivision, and I'll stay back there till the next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. See, this lady works, and I keep her little girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I go back there and stay with her sometime. So I believe that's about all I know of right long in here.
Do you think you'll have some time later on this evening?
This evening?
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to go over to my friend's house. She came here this morning and asked me to come over there and make a cake for her. So I told her I would. And I guess she thought Otter done been over there. And she came here not so long ago, and I told her, I said, no, I won't have time right long in here. I said, because I'm expecting something.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'll be over maybe about 4 or 5 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and make your cake for you.
You cook pretty well?
Huh?
You're a pretty good cook?
Yeah. So, I know next week I'll be out. Because
uh-huh.
I've been back to this friend's house since Monday. I have. And then she didn't want me to come home today. But I told her, I said, I had something to do today. That's why I have to go home. So as soon as I got here, this lady come, my friend, and she said, I've been waiting on you. I done went bought everything. I said, all right, I'll come over this evening and make it. If it take me till night, I'll make it for you. So I told her, I said, it'll be about 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
when I come over. So that's about all I know of right now.
You gonna be busy all day tomorrow with the shopping?
Tomorrow?
Uh-huh,
no, you see, tomorrow's Saturday, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, Linda picks me up about 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She will.